Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, this week's Parsha is a no-brainer. It's Parsha's Bahar, and this year is a Shemitah year. So we have to say something about Parsha's Bahar and Shemitah, right? So it's like a given. Okay, so let us see what the story is like. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar, if Haisha Shabbos Art Lachem Ochla, Lachal Avdachal Labasechel Vaschicha Tsoshchav Kagib Lari Mimoch, that the Shabbos Aretz, is Laochla. So you should eat the fruits of the land. Right? Eat the fruits of the land. Shemitah. So this is the big question. Rav Shechter has discussed this question. What is it? Shemitah, you're supposed to eat or you're not allowed to eat? You know, you get a hechsher, right? It says it's not treif. Treif, you know, you don't eat treif. Shemitah, yes eat or no eat? You know, as you have all these hechsherim that say that there is Israel, no problem with Shemitah. But I understand. It says here, you can eat Shemitah. Is Shemitah, that's the question. Like Rav Shecht has discussed this in many of the Shurim. The question, what is Shemitah? Is Shemitah, the Peiros of Shemitah, is something I can eat or I cannot eat? Which one is it? You see, it's not like Nevela. Nevela, you know you can't eat. But Peiros Shemitah, yes eat or no eat? Right? It's confusing. Because when I get a hechsher that says this doesn't have a problem with Shemitah, which would indicate that I'm not allowed to eat Peiros Shemitah. But then it says here, Rav Shechter pointed out, La'ochla. Rav Shechter always likes to quote the Ramban. Is, you know, the Ramban has comments on the Rambam. The Ramban all starts with the Gemara in Makkos. There's this Gemara in Makkos that Mamish, one line in the Gemara Machis changed the whole world. And what was that one line? That one line in Masechta Machis says that there are 613 mitzvahs. Without that Gemara and Machis, to tell you the truth, does it make a difference how many mitzvahs there are? We'll do all the mitzvahs. Do we have to make a count? 613 mitzvahs. That's the slogan, right? The slogan of Yiddishkeit. 600 Tayag mitzvahs. And I would have said, and there are, someone just pointed out to me that Vildegon or Vildegon's brother, that he said that it's lavdafka. It's not meant to be taken literally. That's how someone pointed out to me in the Sefer Malo Sagra from the Vildegon's brother. But the Rishonim said, no, it's literal. That's why the Rambam took all this painstaking time to list what are the 613. And then he came to a conclusion that they're really more than 613. So then he has to figure out, so maybe a couple of them you group together. Or some maybe are not noheg, at all times. It's a very, so the Rambam wrote this Sefer, 613 mitzvahs. And then the Sefer Achinuch wrote the Sefer of 613 mitzvahs. And then the Smag wrote the Sefer of 613 mitzvahs. And the Mahag and all these people, 613 mitzvahs. And then the Ramban says, but you know what? The Rambam had a whole bunch of mitzvahs that he left out that should have been there. In this generation, the most famous mitzvah is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's because now the people could go live in Eretz Yisrael much more than they were able to in previous generations. So there's a lot of talk about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe we should have a shiur on that one day. Specific thing that I like to discuss is parnasa. In other words, if you have a parnasa here, is there an Indian just give up your parnasa and go to Eretz Yisrael where you have nothing, so to speak? You have nothing lined up or not? That should be a different shiur. Some other day we'll give that shiur. Because you see, a lot of people do that. Is it right? Is it wrong? There's something to talk about. There's definitely what to talk about. So he left out that mitzvah. But Nogea for us, He says the Rambam left out the mitzvah of eating Peres Shvius. That's what Shapiro always likes to call. Shamra Torah be Peres Shvius v'Haisa Shamar Shalachem Ochla. As Rav Shachter always says, it's a mitzvah to eat Peres Shvius. Not only it's mutter, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat Peres Shvius. So then, I should be happy if I'm getting something that has Shvius in it. I should say, you know, Gevaldik. So what is the, like, I'm sure the point question. What's the idea that they have the Hechsher said, this doesn't have a problem with Shvius. What's, why is it a problem? La'ochla. I should have to point it out. Okay, so let's see, go step by step and see what the story is. And hopefully we'll have some Havana in this idea. Okay, so there is a pasuk in Mishpatim. V'ashvi'is tishpetena unitashta. So what does that mean? V'ashvi'is tishpetena unitashta ochul eidon ha-mecha. So says the Sefer Achinuch, on page 6. You see, the Sefer Achinuch is good because if you want to find out a mitzvah, if you just, you know, Chumash, you know where the Parshas are, Rabbi Meizi, he knows everything because he's a Malkorah, he knows everything. So he can tell you. But he can tell you where Shemitah is in the Torah all over a couple of times. But Lemaisa, the Sefer Achinuch is in order of the Chumash. The Rambam, I tell everybody, if you find a mitzvah in the Rambam, memorize the number, because you're not going to be able to find out the order. So no, it's best for Resh Pei Dalet, you know, because then you're going to spend the rest of your life just trying to find where the mitzvahs are. But the Chinuch, you just have to know Chumash, and then you know where the mitzvahs are. So he writes, says the Rambam, Lahavkir Kol Masha Kotzi Ha'aretz B'Shana Shvi'is. All of the produce in the Shemitah year is supposed to be hefker. Hefker. You think you own it? Hashem says, Ki li kol aretz. I'm the balabos. I'm the balabos. I own it. So there's a mitzvah of that the Peir Shvi is a hefker. So there is a big machlokes in the poskim of what that means. And the Milchas Chinuch talks about this question. And these are the two possibilities. Is it an automatic hefker? So there's once the seventh year comes, we're now in the seventh year. So once that year comes, everything is automatically hefker. That's one possibility. It's hefker, automatic. The other possibility is no. The pshat in the Torah, Shvi'is Tishmatenu Natashta, is not that it's automatically hefker. The Torah twists my arm and says, I want you to be mafkir the peirus. Means you have to verbally say, just like anything else, you want to be mafkir your chair. So you mafkir your chair. You have to verbally, maybe you have to bring it in front of three people, whatever. However, you have to do hefker. You verbally say, this is hefker. I am mafkir. So, you know, but if you weren't mafkir, so it's not hefker. So maybe Peir Shviz, the pshat is, I have a mitzvah to be mafkir. But if I'm not mafkir, it's not hefker. That's the question. Is it an automatic hefker? Is it an automatic hefker? That once Shemitah comes, everything is hefker? Or the Torah gives me a mitzvah, a chiyuv mitzvah, to be mafkir. So that's what the Milchas Chinuch says. Ani mesubah. You want to look it up? Mitzvah pei dalet. Okay, see? Pei dalet. Ani mesubah. I have mitzvah karkafta de gavrahu, drachmana, tzivo lahafkir, pei rosa, b'shvitz, mchuyv lakayim hafkir. Vi mafkir, reiz a hafkir. Avalim einu mafkir, einu mufkir. Unhida over al esay, b'kol mokom einu hafkir, rak over al gzeres al shemitz bach. In kain, en acher rasha litin. See, somebody on Shemitah year, somebody can come into my field and take my pears, right? But the question is like this: say I wasn't mafkir. So according to the Shita, that it's automatic. Doesn't matter whether it was mafkir; it's automatic. But according to the Shita, no, I have a mitzvah to do it. And if I didn't do it, I was mevatel a mitzvah. But if I didn't do it, then you can't take it. You're a Gazlan. And this, says the Sefer Chinuch, is a machloikas ha-poiskim. And who are the poiskim that talk about this? So he says, the Marit and the Beis Yosef. That's a Beis Yosef, the Eino Avkata, the Malka. I'm looking, reading from the Machloikas Chinuch. We have mitzvah olav. The Beis Yosef Shita is, of Yosef Karo, that it's a mitzvah for you to do. But if you don't do it, it's not Hufkar Me'elus. That's the Shita of the Beis Yosef. And the Marit holds that no, it's automatic. Just like Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, it's automatic. The fact that we have a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos that we can add to Shabbos. But no one in his right mind is going to say, if you weren't Makabel Shabbos, then Shabbos is not Chal. That's ridiculous. Right? Shabbos is Chal, whether you want it or not. You want to make early Shabbos or this, that's a different story. But Shabbos is Chal. So the Marit says the same thing with Shemitah. Again, the Shemitah, everyone agrees Shemitah is Chal Me'elof. He can't work the land. Everyone agrees to that. The question is the status of the Hefket. That aspect, the status of the hefker of Perish Shvius, is that something that happens automatic, like the sheet of Marit, or is it something that I'm mitzuva to do? And if I don't do it, that aspect of hefker of Shvius is not chal. In other words, the fact that the land now has the iser and I can't plow the land and I can't plant the land and that doesn't matter. That's like a regular Shabbos. If I wasn't mekabel Shabbos, I still can't do melach on Shabbos, right? The same thing. Why Shemitah? Everyone agrees to that. That if once the Shemitah year comes, or even maybe before, Tosefta Shvi'is, you can't plow the land, you can't work the land. The only question that is of discussion here is the concept of what? Of the Hefker. The fact that the produce is Hefker, the fact that the produce is Hefker, that is the Machlokas, whether that's Me'elav, like the sheet of Marit, or is that a mitzvah that I have to do, like the Beis Yosef? And if I don't do it, it's not done. And therefore, you can't take my payers. So even though I'm an Avarian for not doing the mitzvah, but you're also a Gazlan for taking my payers, if you want. According to Marid, if I lock the door and I don't let you come in my field, so it's still hefty. You can climb over the fence and take the payers. But according to the Beis Yosef, if you do that, you're a Gazlan. Even though the other guy might be a Gazlan, but you're a Mavata al Mitzvah Sesek. Yeah? Oh, so that's the first thing we have to know. Now, the next thing we have to know is the following. So there are two things here. Two things. Number one, there is a Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam in Sukkah among the Pesach Beis in the Tosfos Bavli Tap Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam has a Chiddush, and his Chiddush is that and this is a Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam that if you're not mafkir the Paris, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says, so we had a machlokis whether it's either way. In other words, if you were not mafkirit and therefore it wasn't chal, you weren't mafkirit, or you weren't mafkirit, and you know, either it's chal me'elav or not. But the bottom line is, you didn't give access to people to eat the pears. So according to the Beis Yosef, the chefka wasn't chal klal, and according to the Mabit, it's chal, but you just were an arvarian, not to let people. Or maybe some type of Ramayana, perhaps. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, but once it's called Shomer, once you didn't give access to people to come in and take your fruits or the produce of the Shemitah year, the fruits are Osir Bachil. So even though we said before, Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Lo'ochlo, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat Perish Shvius. But if somebody was Mashamer Perish Shvius, means he didn't give people access to the fruits, the fruit, In other words, you went ahead. You didn't give access. The Torah says you're supposed to give access to everyone to eat your fruits, and you didn't. Then it's aser. It's aser b'chiyuv. And that's what, so part of the discussion when we say that this the shmita is okay when somebody gives a hechsher, like Fechter pointed out, is that it's not according to Rabbeinu Tam that to have been something from a farm that was given access to the people to eat the fruits. It's not shomer. That's number one. Then there's another halacha. And that halacha is quoted in the pasuk that we just learned in Bahar. The Levehem Techa Pesh. And Rashi even quotes this halacha. It's from Chazal. Rashi quotes it in Pasuk Zayin and Chaf Hei Zayin. And this is the Yisod. The Yisod is I can eat Peir Shvius as long as that species still is in the field. Whereas I can eat oranges if there are still oranges in the field, because you have to be mafkir. So you could take oranges in for you to eat also, but that species, there still has to be oranges in the field for people to eat. If there are no oranges left in the field, then I can't eat the oranges in the house. I have to mevar it. I have to remove it from the house. I have to be mafkir it. And if you didn't, it's also to eat. So that's the second halacha. That there's a halacha of shomer that once something is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that once something is shomer, so then it becomes aser b'achila. That was the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and then the second that's just Rabbeinu Tam. The second thing I'm telling you is the Gemara. It's not just Rabbeinu Tam. That's Chazal, and that is that this is man bir. That means that anything you have in your house, or you could take things for you yourself to eat, as long as there's still produce of that same species. You could eat the oranges as long as the oranges are still in the field. You could eat the grapefruits as long as the grapefruits are still in the field. And that's why you see in Eretz Yisrael, they have charts of when is the Zman Bir for each particular fruit. In other words, each particular thing. And the oranges are in the field till whatever, so then you could have the oranges. The grapefruits, whatever, or till this, then you could have the, in other words, they know when that produce will still exist in the fields. After that time, you have to, then you have to get rid of it. The Rambam Shitas, or Sian Abishol points out that you have to burn it, you have to take it and burn it, and others say you just have to be mafkir it, and maybe you could even be zocha, etc. But that's the Zman Bir. So part of, like Shechter pointed out, part of the Hechsher of Peir Shvius is that the Zman Bir hasn't come yet. Understand? And therefore, it's not a problem because it's not the Zman Habir. So these are two reasons why Peir Shvius, even though on one hand it's L'Ochla, and the Ramban says it's a mitzvah, he says that's one of the mitzvahs that he argues with the Rambam that he should have quoted it as a mitzvah in the he should have quoted it as a mitzvah in 613, right? Eat Peir Shvius, but also on one hand eat Peir Shvius as a mitzvah. On the other hand, it becomes usher also. That's if you weren't mafkirit according to Rabbeinu Tam. And if that's, and then the second half, that's called shomer, the Yisr of shomer. And then the other Yisr is if it's after the Zman Bir, meaning if l'chaya asher b'artzecha, that as long as there's fruit in the field, that the chayo, who everyone could take from the field, then you could still eat in your house from that particular species. Oh, very good. So this is very relevant for eating. You know, perish. You know, even though Shemitah year was this year, but a lot of the things are going to be relevant for this coming year, Bezer Hashem, and the, like the Esrog Shaila. No, the Esrog Shaila is going to be irrelevant for this year of Esrog Shemitah.
Also
And
grapes, because they harvest the grapes at the end of the year.
yeah
Grapes are
grapes
harvested.
right. So a lot of different shilas going to start popping up, but at least to understand the salt, understand the ideas of these of the shilas. So yeah, so some people are daf good, don't want to get perish, because perish is first of all, there's a question whether you're allowed to bring perish fees or are you allowed to export perish fees. It's not as simple. Some people, okay, but oh, so this is the interesting idea. So, Ramosha Feinstein. And Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph Sinim Kuf Pei Vav. He wrote a tshuva permitting Esrog Shemitah. And why? So he says like this. He says, Shomer? Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. He says, but most Rishonim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Nimsa Sheish Lod Rov Rishonim Negev Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he writes here in his tshuva. He says, Rabbeinu Tam... In other words, Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish this Isser of Shomer. That's not in the Gemara. That's Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Rabbeinu Tam has a raya, whatever. Maybe you could argue with the raya, whatever. So he that's so the Shomer issue is one aspect that he says. Well, most Rishonim don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. And then, but what about the beer issue? In other words, if it's no longer in the field. So Rav Moshe has a tremendous chumrah. I remember I heard this for the first time many years ago. I was I grew up down the block from Rav Steinwurzel Zatzal, who was the Baba of Rosh Hashiva. He was a big Talmud Chacham, a big personality. He has a son who's a Maggid Shir in Shar Yoshev. A lot of children, a big time chacham. So he was saying, when we talked to my friend Rabbi David Hertzberg, was talking to him in the Yonim, and he said, "Oh, the Rav Moshe has a chiddush. So what's Rav Moshe's chiddush? Rav Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. And when the Torah comes to Esrog, and this is the chiddush. This is the chiddush. He says like this: When is the zman beer for Esrog?" So Esrogim, I don't know, go to Eretz Yisrael. They'll probably still be in the field for some time. Not like other fruits. But he says like this, there is a whole discussion. How do you decide whether something is from the 6th year or the 7th year? Is it when it ripened? Is it when it was plucked? In other words, the whole discussion, in other words, we say you need Perish Vis. But what makes it pay? In other words, a lot of fields, they grow in one year and they grow into the next year. So how do you kovea which year are they from? So according to some, she does that. The esrog might be basa lakita. And as Moshe points out, it's a discussion. Does lakita mean when you actually pluck it from the ground? And whatever year you plucked it from the ground, if you plucked it from the 6th year, then it's considered a 6th year fruit. If you plucked it from the 7th year, it's a 7th year fruit, and it's meat. If you plucked it from the 8th year, then it's the 8th year's fruit, and then it's not meat. Or does it mean, Rav Moshe has a discussion where it means it's right to pluck, but not actually pluck. So Rav Moshe says like this, that when there's man beer, so Rav Moshe is following the sheet that you have to pluck it from the ground. And when you pluck it from the ground, whichever year you plucked it from the ground, that's the year that this esrog is going to be considered part of. If you plucked it from the ground in the 5th, 6th year, it's a 6th year fruit. If you plucked it from the ground in the 7th year, it's a 7th year fruit. If you plucked it from the ground in the 8th year, it's an 8th year fruit. So Moshe says an unbelievable chiddush. Moshe, has tremendous chiddushim. He was probably one of the biggest Baal Mechadshim. And the thing with Rav Moshe is that the one thing you say a chiddush, a magid shir. Rav Moshe used his chiddushim for psak halacha. In other words, you have confidence in his chidushim, the paskin, based on the chidush. That's a high metric. As what did you say, a shir? You know, okay, so you say a chidush, and the guy this year will ask you, kasha, this, that, okay. But you want to paskin a halacha based on your own chidush. Rav Moshe knew, had enough self-confidence, as big as an otav, they say he was, but he still had his, you know, as Nevsky pointed out, he had a lot of self-confidence in his psak halacha. To say things that no one ever said before. No one ever said before some of his chidushim. And he was confident to the paskin based on it. So he says like this, that once this coming year, once Rosh Hashanah comes, then all the esrogim, it's the Shas Habir. Why? There are 100 esrogim still left in the field. So what do you mean Shas Habir? We said if there are no more of that species in the field, so then it becomes us, right? If there's no more, but here, why is Rosh Hashanah? There are a lot of esrogim left in the field. So you know what Rav Moshe said? Because all the esrogim left in the field, meaning if they're left in the field, that means they weren't plucked. Right? No. So all those esrogim are not esrogim shmita. Because if you hold that it's basar lakita, so then if Rosh Hashanah comes, now it's the eighth year, and it still wasn't plucked, it's still on the ground, it's still on the tree, so then that's not going to be a Shemitah Esrog, because you follow Moshe Lakita. So Rav Moshe says, the din that you have to have that species still in the field in order for you to eat it is only if it's a Shemitah fruit. In other words, you can eat the Shemitah fruits if there's still Shemitah fruits. But once the eighth year comes and you didn't pluck it, so you're going to pluck it when? Probably the eighth year, ninth year, whatever. So then it's not going to be a Shemitah fruit. So once Rosh Hashanah comes, there's no Shemitah fruits. It could be 1,000 fruits left in the field, but there are no Shemitah fruits left of Esrog. So it's the Shas Habir. And the Yisod we discussed 2 weeks ago when we learned Parshas Kedoshim, when we talked about Orla, was that in order for an Esrog to be kosher, you have to be able to technically eat it. That's why we say Orla's Chutz La'aretz, you could eat it because if the person doesn't know, it's a suffix that it's Royal Achila. So we said that's why the Mogen Avraham says it's not a problem. So Rav Moshe says, well, so that we had two potential problems. Why is a problem of Esrog Yishmita? One potential problem is that the din of Shomer, if people weren't mafkir, the Rabbi of Tamas is Usher. So you can't eat it, so then you can't use it for the mitzvah. So Moshe said, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. And Moshe says, why? Because most Rishonim don't hold like Rebbeinu Tam. But then he says, and what about the fact that you need the fruit of that species? So Moshe says, you're right, that's a problem. The fruit of the species is no longer there. Ah, the 1,000 esrogim left past Rosh Hashanah. He says, but none of them will be perishvis, because since it wasn't plucked, if they're still in the field in the beginning of the eighth year, that means it wasn't plucked in the seventh year. So you go basar lakita, it's going to be, so therefore there's nothing left. That's a chiddush. That, in other words, most people say it's a metzias. Are there esrogim in the field or not esrogim in the field? If there's an esrogim in the field, I could still eat this esrog. If there's no esrogim, not. That's where Shlomo Zalman Orbach held.
So in the field, by a fruit means on the tree.
Yeah. Right. It's on the tree. You can pluck it off. So here you have all these fruits that are still on the tree that were not plucked. So those fruits will never be perishvis, because if they weren't plucked, then it's already Rosh Hashanah and it's already the eighth year. They weren't plucked. So then the Leil Hakita is going to be in the eighth year. They're not going to be perishvis. So Moshe says, so there's no esrogim left. Ah, there are esrogim, there are thousands of esrogim, but none of those are esrogim shmita. So he makes a problem with Moshe. He makes a big problem. But then he gives a solution. He says, so then Taka just can be mafkir. And if you mafkir it, then you rim zocher, then it could be, then you will be able to eat it and use it. Or he says, even if you're not mafkir it, since beyond the lafkir, that could be okay. So in the end, he both issues was something that he said were okay. And Rav Soloveitchik had a different, Rav Branchbeagle wrote an article once from Rav Soloveitchik's sheet that was that even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Shomer is Osir, but not everything is Osir is Macholas Asurs. But since you didn't do the mitzvah of Shemitah, you started off the Shia, you have to be Mafkir, then you were Mafkir. Then we had the Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, the Marit, right? Whether it's automatic or not automatic. But then we had the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is, it's not pshat that Orla is Macholas Asurs. Most of Macholas is Macholas Asurs. Shomer, it's not technically Macholas Asurs. They made a knas, well, maybe a knas or something, since you didn't treat it the way you were supposed to, you can't eat it. But it's not that it has an intrinsic din of Macholas Asurs. So Soloveitchik held that the din that Esrog has to be something that's Roy Lachila is only what? Is only if it's Macholas Asurus, you can't use it. If it's Orla or something like that. But you violated Shomor, so that there's some type of knas that you can't eat it. But that doesn't give it a din in the Heftza that it's Macholas Asurus. And therefore, even he wants to say, Rav Soloveitchik, that even if we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, see, Rav Moshe Shita is, we don't, Rabbeinu Tam is Das Yachid. So we don't have to worry about that Shomer is also Bakhil. But Salvation, even if we pass like Rabbeinu Tam, it still won't affect the status of the Esrog, Legabe, the mitzvah. You can't eat it, but you'll still be able to use it for the mitzvah. Because again, it's not a Cholos Asuras and Etzel. And then there's other Shilas of Otsu Bezdin, but this is some of the basic Yisodos. I'm sure you'll see more about it when you're starting to shock. So there'll be all types of Hechsherim and all types of things, but at least you understand some of the concepts, the Yisodos of Shomer and Hefger and Shas Habir and Rav Moshe's Chiddush of Shas Habir. The Shas Habir for Esrogim is Rosh Hashanah. According to everyone else, it's much later. It's much later. Because they learn, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach learned, that it's not a din that you need Perish Shvius. You need that fruit. If there are oranges in the field, you can eat oranges. I don't care if it's Shemitah oranges or not Shemitah oranges. If there are oranges there, you can eat oranges. And then, and if it's in the Esrog over there, then you can eat the Esrog. And if you can eat the Esrog, it's right there. But Rav Moshe learned, so Alamdisha Vort. And that was the idea. Okay. Let's say some Milsa the Hashkafa. I saw a word from the Chasam Sofer, an unbelievable word. Everything in Chasam Sofer says. So let's see. What is the gematria? Chasam Sofer was unbelievable. It was godless. And, Shemitah. What is the numerical value of Shemitah? Let's see. Shin is
364.
How much? Right. 364. So what is the significance of the number 364? So the Gemara says in Yuma, there are 364 days in the calendar that the Satan could start up with us. There was Satan could make us trouble. He could start being malchin on us and giving us problems. And one day a year, the Gemara says that what? That he has to, he's given mandatory vacation. The Satan is giving mandatory vacation, and that's Yom Kippur. That's Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the Satan is given mandatory vacation. He cannot, he's out of the job one day a year. So he says like this, the fact that Shemitah is 364, the idea being is that 364 is coming to be merames to us, that Shemitah is like the one day excluding the 364. And so the Chasam Sofer says, if you keep, Shemitah is called Shabbosan, Yom Kippur is called Shabbosan. If you keep Yom Kippur, means you have, if you keep Shemitah, means you have a tremendous Amunah, Hashem. You have Amunah Hashem that the Torah is promising us. I mean, think about it. You're not planting, and what are you going to eat, right? And right, that's the whole psukim in Bahar. Somar manochel, banashan hashvis. Hashem, don't worry. It's ibisias berchasi, lashon lashonim. That you're going to have a bracha. That the 6 years produce is going to last for the 6th year, for the 7th year, for the 8th year. Nothing to worry about. And Shemitah is called Shabbosim. You know why? Because it's like Yom Kippur. And that's the 364, because these, it's 364 means the one day that's not the 364. So he says that if a person keeps Shemitah, it's Ke'ilu, he has Yom Kippur for the whole year. He has his chus of having Yom Kippur. The influence of Yom Kippur is a day of kapara, it's a day of hashkacha. So if a person keeps the Shemitah year, he's holding by Yom Kippur the whole year. And it's like the one day that the Satan can't be Makatrik, because 364 is the matria, that's the days he can. He says Shemitah means that the 364 is off. We give him a vacation for 364. Because that's the normally 364 is the days that he could chepa us, but if we have the Amun of Yom Kippur, so the 364 is the, it means that we're shomot for the 364. He's on vacation for 364, and we're left with that one day, and that one day is Yom Kippur, and Shemitah will have the status of Yom Kippur the whole year. And that's the word from the Rebbe Reb Zusher, right? That's the Don Melech Melech's brother. He asked the Don Melech Melech, quotes his brother, what kind of, this week's parasha has a pasuk that you don't have anywhere else in the Torah. Chisomer manochal bashan ashvius. You can ask a question. So how am I going to get Shemitah and how am I going to eat in the 7th year? So Hashem, don't worry. So the Rebbe of Zush is bothered. It sounds like a toisus. You know, Chumash is a narrative. It has Sipurimaisis of our Ovos. It has mitzvahs, but it's not a toisus. It's not a kashan ateres. Right? The Chumash is not written that way. And this is the one place that there's a kasha and a teretz. The chisom, it's funny. Why it had to say it that way? Chisomer manochal. If you can ask a kasha, so how am I going to survive? Hashem says, don't worry. So the Rebbe Reb Zusha says, because the pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you hashpa in this world, emuna, because of emuna. That's the emuna is the word vahi omen es hadas gidul. Those commensurate with the emuna we have, that's the hashpa that we're going to get in the world if we believe. But if we don't believe, then the hashpa goes off. Whereas commensurate with our hashpa, our emuna is the amount of hashpah. So that's what the pasuk says. If you're going to question, then I shut off the faucet. And then you don't have hashpah. And then the tzivizias b'chasi means I'm going to have to reopen the faucet. Because you question, you cause me to stop the hashpah. Because the hashpah is only based on your emuna. And that's the idea. We have emuna, so the whole year is like Yom Kippur, like the Chasam Sofer says. Shin Shemitah is Shin Samach Dal. 364. And that's, I mean, the 364 is normally when the Satan could start up. But this year, 364, because he's on vacation, this 364, meaning the whole year is like one Yom Kippur. The whole year is like one Yom Kippur on Shemitah, because we have that Amunah. And we believe Kili Ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the land. But we think we're the Balabatim. Why do I have to be Mafkir? It's ridiculous. I own this. I worked for this. I have to be mafia? Yes. Because even if you own something, Hashem says, ultimately, everything is kiliha arts. Everything is mine. And I tell you, Shemitah, either it's automatic or I twist your arm and say you should have to be mafkir. That's the machlokes, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit. So Be'ez Hashem, we should have the schuyos of this year, of the Shemitah year, to spill forth for the next year and years to come, because we have that Emunah B'Hashem. And Emunah, the Mar Michal of Zlatchev says, is from the word Vayhi Omein Es Hadassah. Omein means to grow, Megadol. Mordechai raised Esther. He raised Hadassah. So the Gidol, the growth of the Hashpa and the Bracha we get, will be commensurate with the amount of Emunah we have. And that's why we say Shabbos. You know, the Chofetz Chaim, he said, he doesn't understand why people want to end Shabbos early. He says, the Makor HaBracha. You know, that's why I hold. The later, the more Shabbos, the better. The more Shabbos, the better. It's a generator for the next week. All the bracha we're going to get in the world for the coming week is going to come through Shabbos. So we should have Shabbos as much as we can. And Shemitah is a form of Shabbos, etc. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoichev all the hashpos and brachas in the Shemitah year. And every year, and every Shabbos is like a Shemitah year as well. So we should be zoichev all these brachas for many years to come.